Senator Thune and I are sending a letter, and it's really a follow-up letter, to Customs and Border Patrol Director Karlikowski regarding implementation of Section 605 of the Customs and Border Patrol Reauthorization Bill. Now, we're writing this letter because of interest of agricultural interest in the Midwest, but it really affects a lot more, all segments of the economy. But we're interested in the agricultural segment, section being satisfied. So this law directs the Border Patrol to pay out all funds collected in association with the Byrd Amendment, which was in place from the years 2000 to 2007. The Byrd Amendment states that money collected from countervailing duties shall be paid to industries that are adversely affected. In response to the original inquiry, Senator Thune and I sent this spring, the Border Patrol, in their response, and it was a very lengthy letter containing some very confusing language. The concern is that the agency may only intend to pay out interest associated with surety bonds under litigation, not all interest. Well, Congress wrote the law intending to make the Border Patrol pay out all interest associated with the funds collected by the Byrd Amendment. The letter that we're sending reiterates that point and asks Customs and Border Patrol to clarify their intent. I'm ready for questions, and I suppose we'll start with WNAX. I don't have the list in front of me.
Sure, Tom, go ahead.
Oh, thank you very much. Good morning, Senator. Senator, I'm kind of curious about this, you know, this letter and the response from this agency. If they don't give you a clear response, what is your next step? What can be done?
Well, that's they obviously didn't give us a very clear response in the first letter we got. So we're sending the second letter, and then. If that doesn't satisfy us, then sometime between now and either the separate appropriation bill or the continuing resolution, we can further, however they're interpreting the law, and it doesn't go along with our intent. Well, we'll write the language more clear. But I think people are playing games with us, quite frankly.
Okay. What parts of agriculture are affected the most by this, sir?
Well, right up there in your area, Subi honey is the one that we're most interested in, but there'd be other segments of agriculture. Don't forget, probably most of it would affect manufacturing.
Okay.
Sarah?
Yeah, good morning, Senator Grassley. What kind of dollars are we talking about that are potentially being lost through this failure to collect and apply?
I'll bet I can get my staff to get you a figure, but I can't give it to you because I don't know it.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. But if it's $1 or millions of dollars, the principle is that all interest is supposed to be paid, and they're finding ways of avoiding that, it looks like to us. And
okay.
Just think, you also got to think of, if you wonder why Senator Thune and I are worked up about this, you just think it's almost 10 years since the Byrd Amendment was repealed. That money's still there, and it was meant under the Byrd Amendment to be paid, and why isn't it paid?
Chuck Abbott?
Good morning, Senator. Mr. Chairman, you're back in Iowa. I'm wondering, what are the air crops looking like? And correspondingly, what's the price situation? What are farmers saying about it?
Well, I've had town meetings, and I can tell you that the question you're asking doesn't come up very often at my town meetings, but it did. It did at an event I had yesterday. A woman, I think she's widow, so maybe she's just managing her family's farm or something. But she said, when's the price of corn going to go up? Or why is it so low, I guess the question was. Well, pretty simple answer. Not an answer I like to give, but it's all related to supply and demand. And whether or not there's a drought, there is a drought in South America, why hasn't that made the price go up? Or why did it go up to $4? And yesterday it came down 8 cents, so it's about $2.90 where we market our corn, losing a dollar and a quarter or a dollar and a half is what you normally consider the cost of production. And so to answer your question, it hasn't come up very much so far this year, and probably because most farmers were able to get financing. There might have been some capitalization of their loan that wouldn't otherwise been necessary. But I think if this price is this low and I start having my town meetings next spring, we're going to find a really big concern, not only from farmers, but from the bankers. And so right now the answer is I'm not hearing a lot, but it's getting to a point where it's not very darn good. If we were still getting 350, you'd be losing money, but it's a lot. Well, let me stop there. It's just not a very good situation the way it looks right now, and unless there's more catastrophic news from around the world on the supply we have, evidently we're going to build up supply. Anybody
Matt,
else?
Matt Kay.
Yeah, good morning, Senator. How are you?
Fine.
A few weeks ago, you said if President Obama were to put TPP before Congress, it would be a problem for Hillary Clinton. You said he'd rather have her succeed him rather than Donald Trump. Now the Washington Post is reporting this morning that President Obama would use a visit from the Prime Minister of Singapore to launch a final public campaign for the landmark Asia-Pacific Trade Accord. Administration officials said that Obama intends to reassure Singapore's Prime Minister during a White House meeting that Congress will ratify the TPP before the president leaves office in January. And then it goes on to say the White House is eyeing what is expected to be a brief lame duck session of Congress after the November 8th election as the final window. How do you reconcile this development with what you said earlier, that this would be a bad decision for the president in terms of Hillary Clinton's electability if he were to go ahead and press for TPP in the closing months of his administration?
Yeah. Well, you know, this has come up again at my town meetings. I hear from Iowans, and I think I hear from, particularly when I hear from Iowans in agriculture, they're very much in favor of TPP. I think they realize how pessimistic it is, and it probably become more pessimistic because spokespeople for, well, I think it was one of her campaign advisors, wanted to assure everybody that TPP, that she didn't want it to come up during a lame duck session. Now, the president can bring it up, but and she could change her mind on November the 9th and said the president ought to bring it up, or at least she could wink at him, and he could bring it up. But I think it's got to do you understand the law the same way I do? Because I could be wrong, so I'm really asking you a legitimate question.
Yeah, but are you raising
the 90-day issue?
Right. Well, are you raising the specter that she could be privately signaling the White House that they should go ahead and do this so she doesn't have to deal with it? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I'm saying she could wink at him. I don't know that she would, and she wouldn't want anybody to know that she's winking at him. Or he could ignore her and go ahead, but if she if she's going to be sworn in on January the 20th, I think you're going to find a lot of Democrats in Congress are going to honor her and not want to do it unless she winks at them too, you know. I'm just speculating here.
Well, what is the view from Capitol Hill? The latest poll, 60% of Americans support this. You know, the vote's there today.
Well, they might be there in the Senate, but they aren't there in the House. But McConnell said he didn't expect it to come out.
Okay. And just my last question for you on TPP. What happens to the United States' reputation among its Asian allies if we walk away from this trade deal, in terms of both the present relationships and future trust in our ability and willingness to negotiate trade agreements?
It's going to be heard, and I think that's why the president's making a big deal out of it with Singapore. Singapore is probably a more of a free trade nation than even the United States. And I think having that guy come over here, I don't presume he's coming over here just because of TPP, but to highlight it, the president is using all the tools he can, the bully pulpit of the presidency, with the help of somebody else, saying that it's going to be real bad if we don't do it. So I think the president is acting in a smart way if he wants to get it done, but I think it's very uphill.
Thank you.
Okay, anybody else?
Hey, thank you all very much. Goodbye.